Welcome to Mind Walk, produced at Upstart Radio for Free Radio Santa Cruz, KRFP Radio Free Moscow, IndieMedia.org, RadioForAll.net, community and micropower stations worldwide.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the disclaimer. That's right, the disclaimer. This American apple pie institution known as parental discretion will cleanse any sense of innuendo or sarcasm from the lyrics, which might actually make you think, and will also insult your intelligence at the same time. So protect your family. This album contains explicit depictions of things which are real. These real things are commonly known as life. So if it sounds sarcastic, don't take it seriously. If it sounds dangerous, do not try this at home or at all. And if it offends you, just don't listen to it.
The U.S. wants to develop a new type of nuclear weapon, a nuclear earth penetrator or bunker buster. This nuclear bomb, intended to destroy underground targets, would be useless against many bunkers. At the same time, it would produce massive amounts of radioactive fallout and potentially kill millions of civilians.
That is a significant contribution.
A few meters into the ground, too shallow to contain the nuclear blast or the large cloud of radioactive fallout.
What does that mean exactly, Mr. President?
Well, first of all, I don't know. It's all speculation at this point, and you're welcome to clarify what you just said if you feel like it.
The nuclear radiation could spread more than 1,000 miles.
Isn't that what you said?
Over 3 million people would be killed as a result of the attack.
I understand that. I can figure it out.
And 35 million people would be exposed to significant cancer-causing radiation.
That shouldn't concern the United States. And I just hope everything would be okay. How to react? Okay. And how to react? Okay. How to react? Okay. And what dialogue? How to react? Okay. And how to react? Okay. How to react? Okay. And what dialogue?
If the United States used a single weapon with a 1 megaton yield against the Isfahan nuclear facility in Iran, the deadly radioactive fallout would spread to Pakistan
and
Afghanistan and India.
Every contribution matters. I am grateful. Concern.
To destroy buried targets, the seismic shockwave produced by the bomb would need to reach the bunker. However, a 1 megaton nuclear bomb could only destroy bunkers within about 1,000 feet of the explosion, and the United States is unlikely to know the exact location of bunkers, even if it knows the entry points.
That's a strong statement.
A nuclear weapon would also be ineffective at sterilizing underground stockpiles of chemical or biological weapons unless it detonates very close to the target. This is because the heat and radiation from a nuclear explosion do not travel far underground.
The key now is to put that behind us. Now, we didn't discuss the issue at NATO, by the way.
The White House says the idea was to highlight an important milestone in Iraq, Saturday's referendum on the proposed constitution, and thank the troops for their sacrifice.
Die Regierung der nationalen Erhebung ist entschlossen, ihre von dem deutschen Volk übernommene Aufgabe zu erfüllen. Sie tritt daher heute hin vor dem Deutschen Reichstag mit dem heißen Wunsch, in ihm eine Stütze zu finden für die Durchführung ihrer Mission.
Speaking to soldiers in Tikrit, Saddam Hussein's hometown, the president used the video conference to repeat his arguments for staying in Iraq.
Dass es sich dabei nicht nur um das negative Problem der Bekämpfung dieser Lehre und ihrer Organisation handelt, sondern um die Durchführung
der positiven Aufgabe der Gewinnung des deutschen Arbeiters für den Nationalstaat.
This isn't the first time this administration used troops to help sell the Iraq war. In fact, the Bush White House has choreographed everything from town hall meetings on Social Security to campaign events with planted questions. Many administrations, Democrat and Republican, stage manage events, and often the news media ignore the choreography. David Gergen worked for four presidents, including three Republicans.
I've rarely seen the news staged with the military in quite as blatant a way, but it has been done before, so it does belong to a long and somewhat unhappy tradition.
I think there's an important connection, you know, between truth and democracy. You can't really think of your country as a democracy if people don't know the truth. And what we are misinformed about is not just the present, but the past. And that is especially important, because if you're lied to about the past, you're not really in a position to judge what you are told about the present. Then, and anybody in authority can get up in front of the microphone and tell you that we must go to war for this reason or that reason.
We're never going to give in. We'll never accept anything less than total victory.
And if you don't know any history, if you don't know anything about our past, you have no basis for challenging what you are being told. So we call ourselves a democracy, and we, you know, like to think that it's very simple. And there are the bad states and there are the good states, and we're the good state. And, you know, that kind of sort of Manichaean a division of the world into democracies and not democracies is very, very dangerous, because then those countries which are designated as democracies think that they have a blank check to do whatever they want in the world and it'll be okay.
We're never going to give in. We'll never accept anything less than total victory.
But, you know, we're beginning to suspect, you know, that that's not exactly okay. Things like the First Amendment may just as well not exist. And it's interesting, we all grow up sort of priding ourselves on the fact that we have a First Amendment. I mean, that's what, you know, that's what our country is known for, freedom of speech and press and so on. But when wartime comes, you can't. You can't have freedom of speech. So the result is that the First Amendment is most operative in times of peace. It's not very operative, but it's most operative. In times of war, it is least operative. In other words, the First Amendment is least operative when it's most needed.
We're never going to give in. We'll never accept anything less than total victory.
People would have been aware if they only knew some history. And if you knew some history, you would not be prone to the notion that the United States is somehow an exception in the world.
We're never going to give in. We'll never accept anything less than total victory.
This notion of American exceptionalism is something that is so strong in our culture, in our education, that it constitutes sort of a fundamental lie that protects the actions of any administration from really, you know, close scrutiny. When the government is in control of the media, and when the media, in its cowardly way, goes along with the government and agrees and approves of everything that the government does, and then whatever common sense people have is somehow pushed to the side and is taken over by this kind of hysteria about terrorism and, Therefore, well, anything we do that the president says against terrorism, I guess, is the right thing to do. But I think what is happening now is that more and more people are thinking about that, and more and more people are thinking, well, are we safer now as a result of two wars? Are we safer now that we've killed more people in Afghanistan than died in the Twin Towers? Are we safer now that we have driven hundreds of thousands of people in Afghanistan out of their homes as a result of our bombing? And that the Taliban, which we paraded as the reason we got rid of the Taliban, is still around in Afghanistan and controls a good part of the country. It seems we are creating more terrorists by what we're doing. You know, the idea of a war on terrorism is, of course, self-contradictory. I mean, aside from the fact that a war on terrorism breeds more terrorists, war itself is terrorism. I mean, that's what war is. War, I mean, what is, you know, when you start a massive air attack on the cities of a country, and you say we're engaging in a campaign of shock and awe, that you're describing terrorism. There's an Italian surgeon named Gino Strada. I don't know if any of you have heard of him. He's very famous in Italy. He's a man who, for the last 10 or 15 years, has been going around to all the war-torn areas of the world, operating on victims of war. And so he not only is trying to expand his program and get more and more medical centers and emergency centers, but no, he wants to start a campaign, not against this war or that war, but against war, you see, which sounds, you know, it sounds utopian, but the abolition of slavery in the 1830s sounded utopian. Unless you start to think in a utopian way, unless you set goals which seem unreachable, you will never reach them. At any point, you see. Now, as I said, there are a lot of good people around everywhere and here and all over the country. And so long as everybody does a little bit, you have to do something. Yeah, really, you have to do something. Even if it's a little bit. But when lots and lots of people do little bits of things, at certain points in history, they come together and something good happens. Thank you.
I have a better idea. Blame somebody else. Pointed at me and said, whatever it takes. Thugs and assassins, torturers, and secret police. Either take the word of a madman. He's gonna have to pay for it somehow. You know what I mean? Dick Cheney and I came to tell the truth.
make us all safer.
Welcome to Intermission. Intermission.
They're going to go off and attack one of the most devastated countries in the world, a country that's already been devastated by 10 years of sanctions. We don't think that the US has the right to impose regime change around the world wherever it wants to. We think it's important for people to be able to determine their own futures. And also, the war is going to actually cost $200 billion, which is going to take away from essential services that people are struggling for right here. Healthcare, education, jobs, that's where our money should be going, not towards bombs.
battle, I swear. They sit back and revel in all they devil in, with all they foreign country meddling. Black hole in the kettle in, mass destruction weapon peddling. Just let it settle in. They ain't been fighting faces, Chris Columbus nestled in. That genocide amplified and supplied by states using religion as a tool to divide by. I pledge by the razor's edge to challenge the balance of power that devours our life's bread. This fight's led to the same thing that my stripes wed. This movement for justice that's as raucous as it's widespread. Sanctions to occupation, globalization, the organization for anti-death penalty mobilizations. We come correct in every situation, supporting workers striking to improve conditions at the occupation. We come all better with each and every endeavor to be free from the fetter of a life pursuing the cheddar. Who can bet our stays clever with the letter regardless of weather? Forever touching that organ that's under your sweater. They say get back, we say fight back. We wouldn't take it if they did us like they did Iraq. They say get back, we say fight back. We wouldn't take it if they did us like they did Iraq. They say get back, we say fight back. We wouldn't take it if they did us like they did Iraq. They say get back, we say fight back. We wouldn't take it if they did us like they did Iraq. I walk to Iraq to rock together with a brother from over there who's fighting together. Better way of life that's free from the strife and the pressure that comes with living under the hand of a foreign oppressor. They're in the streets fighting the beast, demanding the right to run the country in peace. The war abroad connects back to the war at home. They give tax cuts to the rich but lay us off and send us home. If you're resisting the tapping your phone, cracking and snapping your bones, and calling it legal with a patriot acting as clone. It don't matter who's in presidential position, from Nixon to Clinton, it's the people providing the fiction. Fuck a politician spitting this on his diction. Enough respect to people that be separating the fact from the fiction. We're on a mission to widen the schisms of capitalism and replace it with the system that's for the people, by the people, of the people, and not the evil. For the people, by the people, of the people, and not the evil. They say get back, we say fight back. We wouldn't take it if they did us like they did Iraq. They say get back, we say fight back. We wouldn't take it if they did us like they did Iraq. They say get back, we say fight back. We wouldn't take it if they did us like they did Iraq. They say get back, we say fight back. We wouldn't take it if they did us like they did Iraq.
If we die by the same rules we ride by, how many leaders of countries would catch a drive-by? You would not know how far they'll go when it ain't the blood of the Rome that's forcing the flow.
George Bush ain't going to war.
Neither is the man who wins election 04. The Congress ain't going to war. So why the fuck should we go for? George Bush ain't going to war. Neither is the man who wins election 04. The Congress ain't going to war. So why the fuck should we go for? Money for jobs and education, not for war and occupation. Money for jobs and education, not for war and occupation. Money for jobs and education, not for war and occupation. Money for jobs and education, not for war and occupation.
We'll be right back. from becoming respectable citizens. A plank a day keeps the dog leash away. Join the no Boston Tea Party. You can't have us. You can't have us. You can't have our money. You can't have our time. You can't have our souls. You can't have our lives. Termites loose in the house of cards. Rise! Rise! All hail the magic plague!
This has been Mind Walk, an Upstart Radio production for non-profit use.